The new MLA for Langley Walnut Grove says she'll be able to balance her duties in the provincial legislature with her work as a township councillor over the next 2 years. Misty Van Popta was elected to council in 2022 with the contract with Langley Slate under Mayor Eric Woodward. When she ran as a BC Conservative candidate in this election, she was upfront when asked about both roles. Van Popta said she intended from the start of her provincial campaign to keep both jobs if she won. "I take my oath with the township of Langley very seriously," she said. Van Popta also noted that she was elected as part of a team, and that contract with Langley has a clear mandate they want to fulfill. As for how handling two political roles will work, Van Popta said it was premature to speculate on specifics, but she has a great relationship with Woodward and with BC Conservative leader John Rusted, and hopes there will not be too many scheduling conflicts. She also reached out for advice to a colleague in her party who has also balanced civic and provincial roles, MLA and former Abbotsford mayor and city councillor Bruce Banman. Banman simultaneously held a seat as an MLA and councillor. "Being surrounded by a good staff seems to be key to managing the dual roles," she said. With the Conservatives in opposition, Van Popta won't have the possibility of a ministerial role in the legislature, which would be a lot of extra work on top of an MLA's duties, she noted. She said she had no response to an online petition that called for her to step down from her role on Township Council. "The same people who were critical in 2022 of the contract with Langley team are the same people who are commenting on the petition," she said. She has, however, given up her previous day job as a project manager in the construction industry. "I retired from construction on Wednesday, November 6th. That was my last day," Van Popta said. "It's bittersweet," Van Popta said. "I loved building homes and the cycle of project management." She said she hopes to apply those skills on the policy side now, with building housing and infrastructure for British Columbians. As for what position she'll take in the new Conservative caucus, Van Popta said every Conservative MLA is expecting to sit with Rusted and other staff in the near future to talk about their skill sets, wishes, and the party's needs. Rusted will be choosing critics for various government ministries. "I would hope that I would be considered in one of those positions," Van Popta said. The NDP will hold the swearing-in of cabinet November 18. The Conservative MLAs are being sworn in officially on November 12. "That is very exciting," Van Popta said. "It's been quite a campaign. It's nice to be able to take the official oath and get underway and start serving the community."